games on the schedule?
No!
That doesn't stop us from talking football. This is the Pick and Save Wisconsin Football Coaches Association show, presented by Raising the Stakes Fundraising and Leadership Development. Here are your hosts, past WFCA President Tom Swiddle and WSSP High School Insider Big Time Mike McGivern.
Welcome back to the Pick and Save Wisconsin Football Coaches Association show, presented by Raising the Stakes Fundraising. I'm Mike McGivern alongside Tom Swiddle. Well, you guys threw me for a loop there. Thank you for that. I really appreciate that.
You earned it, and I failed to mention the fact that you not only do the radio shows, but Thursday Night Lights. You are so involved in high school football, Mike.
Well, I really appreciate the honor of being put in the Hall of Fame with that. I just think I look forward to being up there, man. There's what these coaches talk about. Tom, that night is something special, and it's very humbling, and thank you for that. In studio with us, the commissioner of the Greater Metro Conference, man, Brian Henson. Brian, how you been?
Very good. Absolutely thrilled to be here.
Thanks. It's good to see you. Hey, we want to take this hour and talk about officials and talk a little bit about the shortage, I think, that there are, not only in football, but in basketball and in baseball. And want to talk to you a little bit about the greater Metro Conference and how are things with the officials in that conference, and let's discuss ways that we can get younger guys interested in becoming officials.
Yeah, 100%. And I would say this. I don't even want to frame this as a younger guy type thing. I mean, one of the things I want to say, congratulations to Mike for your induction into the Coaches Hall of Fame.
Thank you.
And if you followed Mike, you know his enthusiasm for high school football. And I think there's a lot of people that are out there that are big fans of football and even high school football and don't really feel that there's any way that they could get more actively involved in the game. And I'll be honest with you, even if you're not 25 years old, there's a place for you, because we're facing a dwindling population, particularly at the high school level, and we need more people. So if you're passionate about football and, you know, you don't have the time to dedicate to coaching like Tom Swiddle here and some of the other great coaches that are on the show, it's another, if you want to say, lane that you could go into and get involved. And really, it's a really fun hobby. And that's what I would say. If you're looking at this as a financial gain type thing, you're not going to retire in Boca Raton by becoming a high school football official. But if you're looking for an enthusiastic hobby that you can get involved with the game of football, there's nothing better than becoming a football official.
But, the reality of it, Brian, is that, you know, there is a dwindling pool of officials. It is something that at some point will affect the game if we cannot attract individuals into the profession. We've been talking about this on the state level, Mike, for probably the last 3 or 4 years with Wade Lebecki. And when we have our football advisory and other state meetings and that type of thing, Wade frequently has brought up that we need to attract individuals into the profession. I know as a coach, and, you know, it's one thing, and I coached a long time, 37 years, and you see the same officials like year after year after year, but like myself, they're getting older.
Right.
My father-in-law, Chuck Heidner, he's a longtime official, just retired. This past season was his first season not officiating high school football, but Chuck's in his, you know, early 70s, and he just couldn't get around the field.
Did he do any
anymore.
Of your games, by the way?
He never did.
No,
never
that's did. Probably good.
Yeah.
Because who knows if you'd have gotten better calls or worse calls. I don't know. I don't know.
But I just know that even he has talked to me and asked, you know, what can the WFCA do? So this really is a point of emphasis for us, Brian. We want to work with individuals like Brian Henson and Wade Lebecki and do something for the game of football regarding officials.
Yeah, and when you had said, you don't have, it's not like you have to be 18 years old. If you're a guy that has interest in this, you guys train them. I mean, there's some classes, you become certified, and especially I think in football and in basketball for that matter, these guys they're part of this group, man. I went against an official one time on the air, and I'll just tell this story. Didn't name the game I was at. Said I was at a Division III college basketball game. Well, My son went to Maranatha.
Okay.
And so when
Sutton narrowed the field.
Man, and I'll tell you what, those boys, those officials, I had officials groups, you know, they were going to my boss saying we're going to sue him if he doesn't come out and apologize. And my boss said, look, I pay that guy for his thoughts and his opinions. And his opinion is your guy wasn't very good last night, and that's the end of that. But they are really a solid group of guys that have each other's back, man. I'll tell you that.
That's for sure. And you know, getting back to you know, Brian's role as commissioner of a major conference like the Greater Metro Conference, you assign officials. And if you could just give our listeners, you know, sort of some background on all the things you do, how far ahead you have to work, and you know, assigning officials to games and so on, and your pool of doing that, I think people will get a very good idea of why we're having this topic today.
Well, 100%. And I mean, one of the ruthless realities of being a conference commissioner is that it's kind of a little bit of a fiefdom. And so you have other conferences in the area, like the Classic Eight and the North Shore Conference, and the Southeast Conference, where Frank came from, who was on the last hour. And you're competing for this pool of very talented officials that are out there. And you don't have to be incredibly talented to get involved. And I don't want to put up a barrier of entry for somebody who's thinking, maybe this is a little interesting. But we do have to hire, and we're hired about 2 years out in most conferences.
Can you believe that, Mike?
Wow.
2 years out. Brian has to get those contracts out 2 years in advance.
To be able to make sure that you have the guys you want.
Not even just the guys you want, that your game will be covered. I'll give you a good example. If you're before a basketball game and you might be a week out and you don't have a game covered, you don't usually sweat it. I had a situation where we had a game that got moved. It was supposed to be a Thursday Night Lights game, got moved back to Friday.
Right.
Now you've got a Friday Night Lights. We're literally 6 weeks out on this game, and it was a panic situation that you were going to find competent individuals that could go out there and work an important game in the Greater Metro Conference.
And that was an important game, because that was my game, Brooke East against Marquette.
Yeah. Hey, and I was really part of that because
yes,
of what I do on the sidelines. And look, it was they had to move it for a good reason.
Right.
But
right.
It really, the trickle down effect, because then we had to find a game on my 24. The Marquette Brooke East game was the one that we, a year prior,
right,
we said that's the one we want. So that was difficult. Brian, did you work with, because these guys are teams. So do you book with the head official and he brings his guys, or do you book individual officials, or how does that work?
In Wisconsin is, you know, again, each state in the United States has a little bit of a different format. There's a lot of states in the United States that assign individuals to crews and they work the game. Texas is a good example, where Texas football down there, I mean, there's huge crowds because those schools are huge down there. And, you know, everybody, when they think of high schools, Friday Night Lights, Texas comes to mind. In Wisconsin, we're very crew-centric. So you have a crew chief who's typically the referee, not always, but for the most part.
Right.
And that person assembles a crew. So I work as a commissioner very closely with crew chiefs. And, you know, somebody may decide to move off to another crew, or you may have some changes. As long as you've got a competent crew chief that you are comfortable with, you're usually working with him. And that's another probably barrier of entry that we have in Wisconsin. If you're signing individuals, it's not as big of a deal to say, okay, XYZ is available this night, I'm going to put him in with this crew to fill them out. But it's very reliant, and crew chiefs don't get any additional compensation, but they have a lot of additional responsibility in our state.
Hey, we've got to get to a break. We're going to talk to Wade Lebecki from the WIA. Can you hang in with us for
a bit?
I would
love to be here.
Good.
With you.
Here's the entire hour.
Oh, good. Oh, that's awesome. He is the director, or the commissioner, I'm sorry, the Greater Metro Conference. Brian Henson, Tom Swiddle, my co-host. This is the Pick and Save High School Football. Hold on. No, it's not. It's the Pick and Save Wisconsin Football Coaches Association show. Tom, you got me thinking about the show that I think we're going to do. And I'm going to close that deal, by the way. I'm going to close you on that thing. You'll be with me every Saturday, I'm hoping, from 10 to 12, once high school football. Man, you got nothing else going on. You're retired.
I got nothing else to do.
Yeah, bring Ingrid in.
She'd love to come in.
Man, she could come in early and do the home improvement show with me as well.
She could.
She's awesome in that. Again, we'll be right back. We'll talk to Wade Lebecki. He's the Associate Deputy Director of the WIAA. This is the Pick and Save Wisconsin Football Coaches Association show, presented by Raising the Stakes Fundraising on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. I'm on my way, I'm making. Welcome back to the Pick and Save Wisconsin Football Coaches Association show presented by Raising the Stakes Fundraising. I'm Mike McGivern alongside Tom Swiddle, my co-host, our special and studio guest, Brian Henson. He's a commissioner of the Greater Metro Conference. On the line, friend of the show, big fan of his, Wade LaBecchia. He is the associate deputy director of the WIAA. Wade, how you doing today?
Doing pretty good, Mike. How are you?
We're doing good. Yeah, having a great day, in fact. This
you're
time
going on the Hall of Fame, huh?
Yeah, this is what I just found that out. How awesome is that? They're
pretty awesome.
Yeah, I really appreciate the. It's a huge honor for me, so I thank these guys for that. Hey, Wade, this time of year, busy or not so busy with the WIAA?
It's always busy. You know, we had meetings this last week where we're dealing with the winter sport rules, and that next week we've got a summer conference out in Reno where the National Federation meets, and we'll discuss our various rules by sports and so forth, and see what's going on nationally. But 2 weeks ago, I had the spring baseball tournament. So, yeah, June is a very busy month.
Wade, when does the transfer season start for you?
It's already begun.
I bet it has.
And not only does he have eligibility, but he's got the summer baseball tournament coming up, too. So, you know, you talk about being busy. Wade's one of the busiest up there in Stevens Point.
Well, and I'm going to talk to Wade to see if I can get him on the baseball show I do next week. Because I got some questions about, if that's okay, we got a few questions, some rule changes in baseball that I want to talk to you about next week. Hey, Wade, this week we're talking about officials and we're talking about how do we get guys more interested in becoming officials? Because there's going to come a time, and I don't think it's that far around the corner, that we're going to have a serious shortage when it comes to officials.
You know, there's a couple of issues there. First, you know, as you were talking about, we do have some of our crews who are getting older. They put their time in and they've done a great service to our kids in our states as far as on Friday nights. And they are getting older and they're retiring. The other issue we have is that we have younger guys who aren't staying. They, for whatever reason, are getting out. Maybe they're starting a young family and they don't want to give up their Friday nights. They might be finding out that they earn more money on a Saturday at a youth tournament where they'll have four games on one day. Or they might not be treated as well as they should be treated. And you know, I think the lack of respect that we see sometimes in other areas of our society carries over. And they go, well, why am I doing this? So we really need people to accept that challenge. You know, it's a great way to stay in the game. I'm talking to some of my contacts with younger kids and trying to get them to find that, you know, you may not be able to play college football. That's a rare thing, but you can stay in the game as an official. So we really need to point out the positives about officiating.
Wade, we've talked about this with the football advisory and with the WFCA executive board on many occasions, you know, this specific topic that we're talking about right now. What kinds of trends, number-wise, is going on in the state? You know, what is out there that's numerically telling you that, you know, we need to start getting aggressive in doing this? Are you finding that there are games that's difficult to actually get officials to work?
You know, what's difficult is our lower-level games. So, you know, when you're talking about freshman games, you're not going to see five officials out there. And sometimes, or most of the time, you won't see four, you'll see three. So the hard thing is to get somebody to take that white hat because they need to know those rules. And, you know, they'll be confronted on that. But, you know, we're trying a lot of different initiatives. So we, you know, if you're a veteran, we waive your fees. And that's one of the things that helps a great deal. We're, you know, if you're a high school kid and you want to get into the game, stay in a game and officiate. You can officiate lower-level, non-varsity contests. So that's one of the ways that we're doing that. And this year we're going to waive the fee for college kids. We want college kids to get involved. And rather than having them try to find money and scrounge around, you know what it was like in college. So we're trying to waive that fee for the college kids. The other thing that we've got is a deal with Honings and Jerry Davis where they'll help reduce the initial purchase of your uniform the first year and give you a discount. So there are different initiatives that we're trying. But, you know, we really have to get the young kids involved. And, you know, there's that area of respect. We have to treat officials with respect. And, you know, and our officials have to treat our coaches with respect. But it's all about that communication as well.
Hey, Wade, are there different parts of the state where it's even worse than it would be here in southeast Wisconsin?
Oh, yes. If you've ever been up to the northeast and northwest, you know how isolated those areas can be. And that we're really struggling. I guess I would tell you, north of Highway 29, we're struggling to find crews. There's plenty of crews along the eastern side of the state, going from Green Bay all the way down to Kenosha. And there's, you know, crews in Milwaukee, but when you get way out southwest and you're talking Iowa, Illinois, and Minnesota area, it's difficult to find crews there. So those are the areas that we really struggle.
What do these guys get paid a game? I don't know. On a varsity, on a high school football game, what does an official get per game, Brian?
It varies throughout areas in the state. So if you look at the areas that Wade Lebecki's talking about here up north, it's not unusual for like $75 plus mileage to be paid to the officials. Southeastern Wisconsin, $55, no mileage. So it's truly a hobby
that you get
your expenses reimbursed for.
But, you know, if you think about it, if you do football, there are times that you can get a Thursday night and maybe a Saturday game. So you make, you know, $100, a little bit more than $100 a week. And then if you're also a basketball guy, there's a number of ways that you can make some money. Some of these guys it's a pretty good part-time job for them.
You can make some, if you put the time in, you can obviously make a good secondary income doing it. I would say if somebody's going to focus in on being a high school varsity official, though, the time that you have to put into it, plus some of the costs. I mean, again, like what Wade was talking about with getting your uniform, registering with the WIAA, all these type of things, joining an association, you know, those things, there's cost involved in that too. I don't want to discourage anybody from getting involved because of that, because again, one of the things that's nice about taking this on with a hobby mentality is you do get your expenses reimbursed by game fees.
Do you find that, Wade, do you find that a lot of these guys cross over into different sports? They do baseball, they do football, they do basketball?
Yeah, they do, and it varies on their interests. You know, I had a crew down at Football State, and then I looked and I had the crew chief down in Wrestling State, and then I had him down at Baseball State. So, you know, they do cross over, and your good officials really do attain that level. We're trying to go ahead and open that up a little bit. You know, when I'm assigning 224 or 112 games in the first round of football, I try to spread that out. I try to include that into the second round where we pass that, you know, down to 56. So I try to get as many people as I can in those rounds because that's what they're looking for. The younger people really want to get that exposure, and they're not as patient as our experienced people. So we want to make sure that we can keep them involved and get the carrot in front of them. If I'm doing football state championships and finding crews for there, that's seven games. Two of them will be crews that have never been to state football before. And then, you know, the other five have been there before. But I try to find a nice mix where I can get some crews, some new exposure down there because that's what they're really looking for, you know. Sometimes I'll hear, well, it's a good old boys network. Well, I don't agree with that because, you know, in baseball I took four new individuals there. And then four were their second year there, because they do 2 years in a row. So that's eight new officials every year down in baseball. So we're trying to spread that out to keep them interested.
Hey.
I think, you know, rather than focusing on the money so much, is I think with the football, you've got crews that enjoy being with one another. They talk rules on the way to the game. They stop and have a sandwich after the game. And, you know, that's really what people need to do rather than focusing on it as a money thing. It's a way to stay in the game and have that camaraderie.
I agree with you 100% there, Wade. My father-in-law, Chuck Heidner, who just retired as a football official after I don't know how many years, forever, and he talks about that, you know, as much love of going out with the guys after a game and getting something to eat as he does talking about the game itself. That is a very, very big part of it.
Yeah, and they really need to focus on that and enjoy that, you know, because you are getting in the game, you know. People are more tuned to seeing things happen on TV and want that instant replay and all of that. But at the high school level, that's not what it's about. It's about getting an opportunity to the kids and making sure that, you know, on the field that the game is balanced and the official is the arbitrator of that.
Hey, wait, if there are guys listening that have interest getting involved, how do they do that? If they want to become an official or start that process, what's the recommendation for these guys?
Well, you know, we start out with on the website, WIAAWI.org. There's an official section, and we have a section right there for licensing and how to become an official. There's the information on how to get licensed. I believe that it's just a flat fee. I'm not totally sure on what that fee is. You get one flat fee that you pay to sign up, and then you pay per sport. There's another additional fee. Like I said, if you're a military vet or if you're a college kid or a high school kid, you can join in on and get in on that. But the applications are right there online for this season. Then the next step I would recommend is you find an association. You know, those officials' associations do a great job of helping one another, putting on clinics once a week. I will go around the state and try to get to a couple of those every year. And they have dinner and they meet and they talk about rules and they review the videos and critique one another and mentor one another. And I think that that's very important. You know, we've got a couple high schools that are teaching that class. In fact, one of my former football players and baseball players that I coached, he's now attained up to the sectional level in baseball and started him out as a high school official. And he's just kept with it through college and kept on. In fact, my former quarterback has now been to state girls basketball 2 years in a row. So you can get into there. And in fact, Jack up at River Falls is teaching. Appreciate it.
Hey Wade, we're having a problem with your cell. We're going to cut you loose. I really appreciate your time. I'll reach out to you in the middle of this week and see if we can get you on next week's baseball show. He's Wade Lebecki, the Associate Deputy Director of the WIAA. Get you a break. Other side of the break, Neil Brunner will join us, recently retired and longtime football official, really good guy, great official.
Oh, boy, is he ever.
Yeah, and we will talk to him on the other side. This is the Pick and Save, Wisconsin Football Coaches Association show presented by Raising the Stakes Fundraising and Leadership Development on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. Man, everybody's got official stories, man. We love the officials, but we all have our own stories, don't we?
Why do we ever?
Welcome back to the Pick and Save, Wisconsin Football Coaches Association show presented by Raising the Stakes Fundraising. Nobody said anything bad about Neil Brunner, though.
Oh, that's for sure. Neil is one of the best, if not the best.
You bet.
He and his crew.
Joining us right now, most of you guys know Dan Brunner. We have fun with Dan. He's a friend of the show. Not had Neil on before, but I've been on the sidelines for Thursday Night Lights when Neil has done a game, and his crew is awfully good. He is recently retired, longtime football official Neil Brunner. Neil, how you been?
It's good. I've stepped down as far as the crew chief and everything else, but I still got my registration up with the WIA, so
good. We'll
see how things go with that. But yeah, it's more of a time thing where I'm dialing that back some and spend some more time with family or my wife in the fall, because she's given up a lot of my wife Cheryl's given up a lot of Friday nights and Saturdays when I was doing college over the years. On that, in the fall. So we're, going to balance that out a little bit now.
But, Neil, you had the time to fly to Orlando for an arena football game last night and fly in this morning. And I know that you and I had talked earlier in the week, and I really thank you for taking the time to do this, given your busy schedule still with officiating.
Well, I appreciate the opportunity. Yes, that was right. I flew it. Typically what we do in arena football, I've been doing that for 19 years. We fly into a city and do the game, and it's early out the next day. So it was about I was out on at 6 o'clock on Friday morning, and I got back home about 10:30 this morning.
Wow!
So that's typical. But arena football's gotten me around the country, so it's been that's been a great opportunity over the years.
Hey Neil, what we're talking about is. How to get guys interested in becoming an official. When somebody asks you, your life as an official, it's not always easy, obviously, but what would your sell line be to a guy that's thinking about getting involved in it?
I think it's a great opportunity to stay involved with the game itself. When I was, first getting going, I remember an official that was up the block from us when I was growing up, and he was doing every once in a while. I'd see him at one of my brother's games at Salt Stadium, and then when I got out of the Air Force, I looked him up, and he got me pointed out. So I mean, it was something I enjoy the game, wanted to stay involved with, and in my first my first thoughts were I'd like to do some youth football, and that would be pretty cool, and And then as I got into it, it became a passion, and you want to see how far this could take you. And, you know, high school varsity was the next, and then, you know, Division III college, and, you know, and arena football. And it's all been all along the way. And Brian had mentioned earlier, you know, the relationships that you make within that. I've been with Pat Miles since, you know, 91, Ray Robichaud earlier, Jeff Weiss and Paul Jakubowski the last, you know, 10, 12 years and everything. And so we're, you know, all together, and, you know, you keep in touch and you see people's families grow. And so it's, you know, that's all part of it as well.
You know, when you talk about the group that you just talked about, as coaches, Tom, when a group, when a crew like that comes on the field, you just take a break. You just go, okay, all I have to worry about now is coaching my team.
Absolutely. And you know, not only Neil's group, but and certainly they are a great officiating crew and get a lot of big games because of it. You know, there's others that as soon as you see them, you know this game is going to be handled absolutely professionally.
Right.
You know, you have complete confidence that the game is not going to be decided by the officiating crew. And, you know, then sometimes you get officials and where, you know, they walk on the field and you're like, oh boy, here
and
we go.
And you just cringe.
Yeah.
You do. And look, that's part of the game,
though.
Oh,
sure.
And it's, you know what? I'm sure the officials look at the schedule and go, oh man,
I got to work with Swiddle this week.
I got to do a Brook East game. You got to be kidding me. I asked to stay away from that guy. Yeah. And I'm sure that goes on. Neil, did you have you just strictly done football? Have you gone into baseball and basketball at all?
No, I've been strictly football. And when I first started going, I thought maybe basketball would be something. But then it became a matter of balancing it out with my family life. But then, you know, arena football. So football was, you know, more of a four. You know, when you're on the field, maybe 4 months a year or something. Well, with arena football, it's stretched out to maybe 9 months a year on things like that. So, you know, in that respect, that's gone. So, I mean, it becomes that balance with family life. You know, you kind of get, if you wanted to get into golfing or something, you kind of give that up and do that once a year or something. But other than that, you know, I've just been with football, and it's expanded from there.
Hey, Neil, would you do a Friday night high school game and then do a Division III college game the next day?
Yeah, when I was doing Division III college, that was typically what we would do. We would get done, and we might have to, you know, we might be in Kenosha, say, or you know, on a Friday night, and then get back, and maybe we had to be up in River Falls by, you know, late in the morning and on Saturday. So it was, you know, and then there were other times that, you know, games were closer together. You know, you were in the city, and you might be at Whitewater or at Carroll College or something like that. So that demands your time. And I think, you know, Wade had mentioned something about as far as youth football, and that there were times that we'd be going, you know, up to, you know, Eau Claire or River Falls or something, you know, for $150 and no mileage, by the way. And you'd be passing, you know, Oconomowoc, you know, a youth football game going where somebody would be doing, you know, they'd be making probably more than us with less time and everything. But, you know, it was a commitment, and like I say, taking it where, you know, as far as you could go with that, and you know, trying to, you know, do the best you can.
Well, I'd like to build on two things that Neil just indicated. Number one is his level of excellence as an official. It's been extraordinary. I came on board in 1999 with the Greater Metro Conference. And every single year, if I had to put my top crew down, it was Neil Brenner's crew. And no offense to anybody else that's out there. All the rest of you guys are outstanding, too. But there's no doubt about it that this was my go-to crew for a lot of big games. But the complexity of this for somebody like Neil, because you've got differences in rules. Arena League has very different rules than high school and college football, and there's a lot of differences. And one of the problems, and I'm an active football official that we deal with college, is college football rules, that somebody's watching a game on Saturday and thinks that's the identical rule on Friday night.
Right.
And so Neil has definitely been able to maintain that at multiple levels, and there's a lot of preparation and work that goes involved in that. I think Neil's also an example of the opportunities. I mean, it's not all just in the sense of that you're working some games, it's a hobby, and as we talked about before, you know, there's a guy I work with, he's an Oak Creek school teacher, his name's Matt Olinsky. That's all he does is football. We do Friday nights together, he loves it, he's not doing it for the money. But on the flip side of it, there are opportunities to progress. You can move into the WEAC. You can move into the Arena League. And if all things fall into place, you could even make it up to the highest levels.
Right.
You know, like a Dennis Lipsky from the area or Bill Carollo, who we were talking about earlier.
Or Jim Kemmerlein, who we just put in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, exactly. You bet. Well, there are some issues that I think we're going to have to address in getting people interested. And I don't know what the answer is, Neil, but I think it has to be addressed by guys smarter than I am to try to figure out how to get high school, college, or even older guys that want to stay in the game and have some fun doing this. I think it's important that we figure out what lever to press to get more people interested in being an official, not only in football, but basketball and baseball as well.
I think that, you know, there's a lot of different things. I think we've, what you're talking about, Mike, I mean, we have to be more proactive on that. When I first got in, and then over the years, it's pretty much been word of mouth. Somebody, you know, you talk to somebody, and that's how they get involved, or somebody seeks things out on that. I think we're getting an understanding. We have to be a lot more proactive with that. It has to be more word of mouth, more than word of mouth. I think coaches overall, and, you know, I talked to Tom earlier in the week about that a little bit, need to get involved as far as with the teams. And then a great opportunity early in, you know, in the season is with scrimmages. If you've got officials there, and most do, in addition to talking about rules and, you know, different things, have taking questions from players and things, let them know that, you know, this, you know, what a great opportunity this is, or what a, you know, to stay involved with the game. And then you know, it can be a, you know, whether it's at a youth football level, and, you know, a lot of guys do that, or take it to a varsity and beyond on that type of thing. You know, so the officials, I think, you know, and I'm not probably the most adept at that, but social media is probably another way to do that. And, you know, people that are a little more savvy with that can do that and make big data work for that.
And I know the WI has a PSA that runs on a number of stations,
sure,
believe me, including ours. But it, you know, when you're running a public service announcement, it normally is going to run at 3 a.m. So that makes it difficult to have people hear it. Neil, last question for you. There are certain officials that will come over and talk with coaches. You know, during the game, they may come over and say, hey, look, here's what I saw. This is what I didn't see. And then there are other guys that have absolutely will not talk. You know what? It's you're on your side. I'm on my side. I watched you operate, and it seemed like, and I don't know if you've always been this way, but it seemed like you had an open line of communication with coaches. If there was a question, you would answer the question. Were you always like that?
No. No. And so as you get more experience over the years, you realize some of the mistakes that you made over time, and you realize, I mean, so much of officiating and, you know, coaching is that communication, I guess, is, you know, officiating, and it may not be strictly by the book or something like that, but in most cases, coaches are asking officials questions because, you know, they don't understand something, or they're just looking for your perspective on something like
right.
that. They may not like your answer on that, but I think they appreciate the communication. I can look back earlier in my officiating career in a couple of instances where, man, I just look at it and I cringe, and I think if I had to do over again, I'd certainly do it, you know, the way things have evolved. And, you know, not that I'm perfect out there or anything, but I think I try to communicate, and I think that's a big part of officiating. You need to know the rules, but then that communication factor is huge, not only with officials but with the coach.
Neil, I think there's a lot of coaches that would say the same thing. I had second or third year I was coaching, which is a zillion years ago, I had a parent videotape, big VHS videotape, and she said, hey, I taped this today, and I said, thanks. She goes, I didn't tape it for the reason you think I taped it, and I hope you're not mad at me. And she taped me as a coach, and what a complete idiot I was. And I learned so much from that, because I mean, you know, you're just coaching, and you're thinking you're supposed to yell. Everybody wanted to be Bobby Knight back then, and she said, look, I hope you're not mad at me, and I watched it, and I was so embarrassed. And I said, no, I'm not mad at you. I really appreciate you doing that. So the coaches, we look back and we think, man, when, you know, early on, as you grow and mature a little bit, you also should grow and mature as an official or as a coach. Neil Brenner, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you, Neil. Really appreciate it.
Hey, you never had to bail your brother out of the Hartford Police Department or anything, did you?
They've never called me, no.
No, that's a great... You know what? That's an official answer right there.
Yeah.
That's how an official answers
that's
a question.
Right.
Neil Brenner, you're the best. Thank you so much. Guys, we'll get to a break. We'll continue our conversation with Brian Henson. He's the commissioner of the Greater Metro Conference on the other side. This is the Pick and Save Wisconsin Football Coaches Association show presented by Raising the Stakes Fundraising and Leadership Development on Sports Radio 105.7 FM. The Fan. Welcome back to the Pick and Save Wisconsin Football Coaches Association show, presented by Raising the Stakes Fundraising on Sports Radio 105.7 FM. The Fan. I'm Mike McGivern alongside my co-host, Tom Swiddle, former head coach at Brookfield East. Our special in studio guest, Brian Henson. He's the commissioner of the Greater Metro Conference. It's been a heck of a show, Tom.
It's been a wonderful show. Great show.
A lot of ups and downs, man.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for the first hour. What a great privilege it is, and you caught me off guard on that. Got myself a little bit more composed. So thank you and the WFCA for doing that. I really appreciate it.
Mike, that's well deserved.
Well, thank you. It'll be fun, and I look forward to coming up to Madison for that. You know, the officials things that we're talking about, Brian, it's interesting because when you talk as coaches, we get together and we talk about teams and games, and we talk about, oh, do you remember when this happened with that official or that? And I would assume that officials do the same thing. There are coaches that have reputations of being guys that, you know, are good games to do. And I'm sure there's other guys that don't have that reputation. And I don't know if you guys like doing games where guys are pretty active on the sidelines, or you'd prefer to do a game where the guy never talks to you.
Well, you know, and I know a lot of coaches listen to this show. You know, I think as an official, you always hope that the coach is going to be reasonable. I've never minded personalities myself. As long as it's somebody that you can give an honest explanation, including sometimes you don't see everything and you got to make an educated guess, and we did. You know, to give you a quick example, there was some film that was sent to me several years ago by a coach, and he had the Madden pen. And what he did was he was showing on the goal line where with the slowing it down, freezing it, and then running the Madden pen that the ball had broken the goal line. And so I said, run it to me in real time. And there was this big old pile up, melee, and they spotted the ball on the 1-foot yard line. And I said, you know, coach, I'm just going to be honest with you. He had one shot in real time. If you can't tell in one shot in real time that they missed it, they didn't miss it. Madden pens and freeze framing, right. It means nothing to me.
Means absolutely nothing.
And that was
so
famous. Like, that was like the Zapruder film, for crying out loud, the guy sent you.
That wasn't you, was it?
No.
Okay, I just want to make sure.
No.
That was not you. Go ahead.
So personalities, I think, are a wonderful part of the game. You just hope that you get somebody that will look at the game objectively and not be in the situation where they're looking for something to go their way, even if you're getting the call wrong.
Right.
And so I think it's a give and take thing. I think you want reasonable officials, and I think you want coaches that are reasonable.
Absolutely. And I'll tell you what, I may get worked up on occasion during a game. But what really, really goes a long way with me is if after the game or after a call, an official say, you know what, we made a mistake. It's done then.
Done.
You know,
it's over.
Yep. I appreciate that. And good officials have the ability to do that. And officials who maybe aren't real good officials can't do that. And that's the difference.
Well, and we talked this whole hour about officials. And I think it's important. And we, you know, I talked to Neil and we talked to Wade and Brian. I don't know what the answer is, but we have to figure it out.
Right.
And we have to be more active inviting people into this fraternity of officials to say, hey, look, it's a really cool place to be. Come help us.
And the WFCA is committed to being a part of that.
As the WIA is as well. And I know, Brian, that you guys are, you know, as officials and as the commissioner of the Greater Metro Conference, you want a bigger stable of officials to be able to choose from.
If you're interested in high school football, you have a passion for it, there's a place for you in officiating.
Hey, it's nice to see you. Nice to meet you in person. I really appreciate you coming in.
Oh, Mike,
in today.
Congratulations for your induction. You've been awesome for high school football,
Matt,
in this area.
I thank you for that, Brian. I appreciate that. Coach, it's good to see you again. I'll see you in 2 weeks.
2 weeks. We got another blockbuster show. It's the All-Star game.
I look forward. Oh, it's going to be a good one. I look forward to seeing you. Thanks for listening. This is the Pick and Save, Wisconsin Football Coaches Association show presented by Raising the Stakes Fundraising and Leadership Development. On Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.